This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Maoist Center Chair Prachanda meet to talk about cabinet expansion and contemporary issues. Health Ministry directs provincial governments to manage oxygen-filled cylinders, citing third wave of coronavirus infection. And five policemen killed in clashes between two Indian states of Assam and Mizoram. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda have held a meeting today. According to Bhanu Deuba, personal secretary of Prime Minister Deuba, during the meeting held at the official residence of Prime Minister at Balwatar at 9 a.m., the two dwelt on expansion of the cabinet and contemporary issues. Although Prime Minister Deuba secured the vote of confidence in the meeting of the House of Representatives on July 18, cabinet expansion has been delayed since Prime Minister Deuba has to take on board all the parties supporting him in the trust vote. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the Social Development Ministry in its provinces to ensure the management of at least 1,000 oxygen-filled cylinders. According to Dr. Madan Kumar Upadhyay, Chief of Quality and Regulation Division at Ministry of Health, in the wake of rising cases of coronavirus infection, the third wave would break at any time that oxygen-filled cylinders must be kept ready. On Monday, the Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives was made aware that the third wave of COVID-19 would begin in Nepal by coming October 1st. The provincial ministries were also directed to keep intact oxygen plant, oxygen tank and oxygen concentrators. The task force formed to resolve the dispute of the active membership of the Nepali Congress has submitted its report to party president Sher Bahadur Deuba today. The task force led by central member Ramesh Lekhak has submitted a report of 852,751 working members at the meeting of the Nepali Congress office bearers held at the Prime Minister's private residence in Buranilkantha this morning. In order to double the number of members in 13th General Assembly, the Congress has made arrangements for new active membership. The activities of some of the disputed district and public relations committee abroad have not been completed yet. There has been a long-running controversy with the Congress over the role of the lower committee members as well as the active members in electing representatives from the election of central office bearers. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the province one, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least five policemen in India have died after police from two states fired at each other. The incident happened along the border between Assam and Mizoram states in northeastern India. Officials from both sides, including chief ministers, have accused each other of provoking the violence. The firing incident follows months of simmering tensions over a long-running border dispute between two states. Assam shares a 164-kilometer-long border with Mizoram, and both states contest its demarcation. This was the first time police in the states had fired at each other in a direct confrontation. The officers killed in the attack were from Assam. The federal government has been trying to mediate a truce between states since 1994 but has failed to achieve a breakthrough. North and South Korea have restored a communication hotline that was cut off by Pyongyang last June. According to South Korean presidential office, the leaders of the both countries have agreed to rebuild trust and improve ties. The two leaders have exchanged multiple personal letters since April. North Korea cut the hotline in June 2020 as regulations soured after a failed summit between the two countries. Ties between both countries improved in 2018 when South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met three times. South Korea's president had called for the hotline to be restored and talks aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. The two Koreas remain technically at war because the 1950 to 1953 Korean War ended with an armistice rather than a peace treaty. American President Joe Biden says U.S. forces will end their combat mission in Iraq by the end of this year, but will continue to train and advise the Iraqi military. The announcement came after Mr. Biden held talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi at the White House. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq helping local forces counter what remains of the Islamic State group. The U.S. presence in Iraq has become a major issue since top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and other leader of an Iran-backed Shia Muslim militia were killed in a U.S. drone strike in the capital Baghdad last year. For Joe Biden, the announcement marks the end of another war that began under former President George W. Bush. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games being held in Tokyo, Japan, China is leading the medal tally with 9 gold, 5 silver and 7 bronze medals. United States of America is trailing behind in second position with 8 gold, 5 silver and 8 bronze medals. And Japan is in third position with 8 gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and CPN Maoist Center Chair Prachanda meet to talk about cabinet expansion and contemporary issues. Health Ministry directs provincial governments to manage oxygen-filled cylinders, citing third wave of coronavirus infection, and 5 policemen killed in clashes between 2 Indian states of Assam and Mizoram. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.